A new global survey has found people aren't taking action in preventing shingles. In Australia, around 44% of patients have never spoken about shingles with their GP. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked vascular and internal medicine physician Dr. Jeff Lester about the aim of Shingles Action Week.
Yeah, so it's a national campaign that we do annually, and this week's about making sure that people are aware that shingles exist, and essentially reminding people that they should go and attend their health practitioner or their GP to get assessed for their risk for developing shingles.
So for our listeners who are unfamiliar, what's shingles and why is it so important to be aware of this condition?
Yeah, great question. So shingles is the varicella virus, which is essentially otherwise known as chickenpox. It's the chickenpox virus that you develop as a child. Typically, many people get it as a child and it causes some rash, an itchy rash, and it goes away. We never hear about it again. But in some people, those who've got medication where their immune system is suppressed or have got other conditions or health conditions which mean their immune system is suppressed or, you know, is not working as effectively as it should, that virus can stay in the nerve cells throughout life, and then it can reactivate when you're on the medication or when you've got the condition that suppresses your immune system, so it can become active again. And then it develops into quite a severe rash across your body, and can it become quite painful rash, and the rash can be quite debilitating and really impair your ability to get on with your daily activities. And so we're reminding people to go and get checked out and assess their risk of shingles or assess the risk of developing shingles, have a discussion with their health practitioner to really get a handle on whether they're at risk of this virus developing in them and or reactivating in them.
So just to be on the same page, so it doesn't attack everyone, so it's just a part of the population who has suppressed immunity, I guess.
Correct, yeah. It also affects people as they age, and is one and the same, in that the older you get, the less your immune system is able to do its job. So people who age have an immune system that's a bit impaired. People with cancer, diabetes, other cardiovascular diseases have a suppressed immune system over time. And so they're the people that are really, really susceptible to developing the reactivation of this virus and the development of shingles. So not everyone gets it, but certainly as you age, that's a higher risk factor. And of course, as I said, medications or conditions which suppress the immune system.
Now, what are the long-term consequences if shingles aren't treated or not considering our vaccinations?
Yeah, the big issue that we want people to be reminded of is that this pain that you can get from the shingles reactivation can be severe and really can lead to people actually being bedbound and not able to get out of bed. It's a really, really severe, very painful, hard to treat, hard to manage pain, which is a nerve-type pain. It follows along where your nerves run under the skin, and it can develop in a rash that runs along the same route as the nerves. And, the main issue is it can impair your quality of life quite profoundly, actually, if it's not discussed and got on top of early.
So around 44% of people at risk of shingles have never spoken to a GP about it. So why is it so important that we as patients take care and consider these conditions as a big risk?
Yeah, a great question. I often spend a lot of time telling patients and advocating for patients to be aware of their health risks and what we call know your numbers. I'm a big fan, and I always advocate for patients to know what your blood pressure is, know what your sugars are, you know, risk of diabetes, know what your cholesterol is, and know what your weight's up to. Because people who are active and engaged in their health conditions or their health picture, you know, their medications and the conditions they've got, people are engaged in that and aware, do have better long-term outcomes. So the more people are aware of the conditions that they're at risk of or the conditions that they have, as I said, the better they'll do long-term and the better quality of life and longevity they'll have with those conditions. So educating people that this virus, it does mean something to them, particularly, you know, when you last had it, perhaps when you were 7 or 8, you know, when you were really young, you've completely forgotten about it, thought you'd never have it to deal with it again, and it can kind of rear its head, you know, in your 60s or 70s in a way that hadn't before.
And it's one of these conditions that can be prevented by a vaccination, is that correct?
Yeah, we're certainly looking at getting a discussion with the GP to assess whether there's anything that can be done in the GP clinic to assess whether something like you mentioned or other treatment options might be appropriate for the patient to try and limit and reduce their risk of getting the shingles, particularly as you said that 44% of people don't know that they're at risk or have never, you know, considered this to be a problem. And so the people who don't know are actually the ones who probably are great at risk of this reactivating.
So, Jeff, how can we be more aware of shingles and where we can get more information about this condition?
So you can go to Hearts for Heart, number 4, shingles.org.au. And if you Google, or if you Google Shingles Awareness Week in your browser, that'll come up with information about what more you can learn about shingles and how to go and get yourself assessed. But importantly, I think, over and above that, making an appointment with your GP or your pharmacist or your health practitioner to discuss the risk that you've got for shingles.
Internal medicine physician Dr. Jeff Lester there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.